Hey, what's up, everybody? This is my best Larry impression.
Yeah.
Why did you come out as Fat Albert?
Why does Larry's Fat
Larry
Albert?
Is Fat Albert? Is Fat Albert. That makes the most sense.
Oh, this is Geeks of the Square Table.
I hope Larry hears this.
Oh, me too.
Hey.
This is Geeks of the Square Table episode 40-something?
45?
45? Does anyone pay attention when Larry says that?
No. We're lost hopelessly without Larry.
Podcast with a toddler, it be running around.
Yeah,
just
getting in
basically
trouble.
Basically forming words.
I know we're not up to 52 yet, yeah. Because that's we're going to try and do like the big new 52.
Welcome to episode somewhere between 40 and 50.
that's a reasonable number for that one.
I am your host for the hour, Gomer, sitting in for Larry, who is not with us, but our thoughts are with him.
Yes.
And with us today is
Steve,
Taylor,
Jules,
Adam.
I am the darkness. Come in the night.
Someday you're just gonna say your fucking name. That'll be the end of it.
It's weird that the reason that David is doing a Batman impression, because today is Batman Day.
Batman.
But unfortunately, this podcast isn't gonna be up for another week, so
yeah,
Batman Day might as well be Moon Knight Day, right, Jules?
I'm down!
God,
so down!
Stop,
yeah!
Stop your blasphemy, heretic.
Jules
don't care about that LMD.
Jules and I decided that Batman is actually a Nick Fury LMD.
Yes.
That's
why he doesn't age!
I think he's the top.
That's why he's always got a plan.
He's the 15th Doctor.
Yeah.
Gotta give him some more time.
It's funny to bring up, because like, there's actually some built-in mechanics for Superman not aging and Wonder Woman not aging, because they're a demigod and a...
Alien.
Alien.
Like,
alien.
By all future adaptations they've produced, a very, very, very long-lived alien.
Yeah.
But Batman is an LMD.
Yeah.
Convinced. Makes the most sense.
It really does.
He's on the moon somewhere with an eye patch, screaming about how he's got to kill Doomsday and find a successor.
See, I would agree with that, but I think Nick Fury would have Batman kill the Joker.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, totally. The LMD's gone soft, okay?
But you know what?
They're not perfect.
I think it's time we stop talking shit about Batman, and let's just discuss some good things about Batman, because he's obviously one of the most prolific, well-respected comic book characters out there.
He's arguably
over, number one.
He's
arguably
taking over for Superman.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Everybody says Batman beat Superman.
In terms of sheer popularity nowadays, definitely.
Ridiculous, by the way, first off.
When I was a kid, that didn't happen.
Yeah, no.
Batman always lost to Superman. Yeah, now it's Batman's killing Superman.
Don't they usually just do like some like cop out like we're really best friends, we weren't really fighting type of things, you know?
New 52 Superman would kill Batman.
New 52 who?
Superman.
Oh, with the Doomsday
Achoo! No, just even
actually,
before
like,
that.
Even in like the premier Justice League thing they did for the New 52, Superman was like killing parademons, which kind of seemed, I guess they're parademons, sure, but that still seems a little out of character.
They're not people anymore.
They're
not people.
No, New 52 Superman, like, is kind of a tool.
Yeah.
He's kind of like, he would get the job done. And I don't feel like he would be cool with Batman.
A problem.
I don't know, though.
They don't get along.
Hang on a minute. I agree with that, but he hasn't taken out Lex Luthor yet.
No,
but Lex Luthor's
a good guy now.
Yeah, Lex Luthor's not a bad guy in his universe.
Oh, I haven't been on
JL since JL 30 something.
I jumped off when the Trinity War thing ended, and it's like, it's just the crime.
Issue 32 was supposed to be all about the new Power Ring or whatever, but it actually had some really good stuff with Bruce and Lex in it. It was really fun.
It won't last.
And Alfred, man. All right, that's a great thing to say, because this leads me right into Avengers Now. And the entire internet cracking in half over the news that Thor is going to be a girl and Captain America is going to be Falcon. And the biggest excuse I heard was, it's never going to last. No shit!
No, it's
nothing
not.
In comics ever lasts.
Oh, gosh. Somebody
it's an
work.
Inherent aspect of the medium.
Somebody
nothing
at
lasts.
Work last night asked me
you
about
you can tweak
Thor
it to some
woman.
Degree. Like,
oh, my God.
Gwen Stacy being dead has lasted. And surely to God, they have enough sense to keep that permanent.
But she has come back as a clone,
Once
upon a time.
Once upon a time, and her daughter.
Yeah. Uncle Ben has come back as a clone.
Yes.
At one point. Martha and Pa Wayne, or whatever the hell they were. Whatever. Yeah.
No, it's Thomas and Martha Wayne.
Whatever the hell they are. Well, they came back in an Elseworlds book where they were, Batman and Joker. Great book. Yes. Eventually, Steve Rogers will be the young and spry Captain America shield bearer again. And Thor Odinson will wield the hammer.
Yeah.
Eventually, this will happen.
But here's the thing,
but
guys.
Let's enjoy it while it's happening.
And
let's
only
not
that,
care they, that it's not going to last.
But should they have put the Falcon into Steve Rogers.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
First off,
I can't think of a better sub.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not debating he isn't a great sub, but he is such a great character in his own
right. No, I agree. Okay, I can totally agree with that.
I'm not as happy as I could have been.
That's a fair point.
Because he is...
It's a lot better point than just hating. He's loving on Falcon so much that he thinks Falcon deserves more than just getting the shield. That's a lot better than the static I've heard.
Maybe Captain, he's fine standing on his own. But, well, then again, though...
Go ahead.
Falcon inherently just isn't a big a deal as being Captain America, mm-hmm. just because Captain America is like one of like the superheroes. He's one of the ones that like everyone's at least heard of, recognizes, knows like the basic premise of.
Right.
This could be a good chance for the character Sam Wilson, not Falcon, but Sam Wilson, to like finally get some well-deserved limelight.
Yeah, I agree, and he deserves it because of the movie. You know, the latest movie. He's known. He's more popular in the mass. You know, culture. Yeah. It's a good idea.
He's not losing the wings, by the way.
Oh, no, he's keeping the wings, kind of awesome, by the way.
I think so, too. Right, I agree. Which is a new take on the Captain America character.
Oh, yeah. But
I think if he's... How's he going to use the wings and throw the shield at the same
time? Dude, they were talking
learning. He's still learning.
He's still learning how to do it.
He's still learning how to do it. And Ian, who was Captain America's little friend in Zolaland...
His son,
quote-unquote, adopted son.
Adopted son.
Has more experience with the shield because he grew up, you know, with
Captain America. Learning how to do the shield.
He's actually going to be sort of the Bucky character to Falcon.
Yes, he's going to be known as Nomad.
The new Nomad.
Yeah, right.
And he's going to be helping with the shield.
Kind of sucks I can't really jump on them because I feel like there's so much that I missed. I haven't been picking up the Remender.
I think they'll give you enough fill-in in the new Cap book. Remender's, he's pretty good at that.
Yeah, he is.
But anyone who's been reading Remender's Running Cap knows that this is an... where he was going from the beginning.
From the second Cap came back, I knew immediately Cap was struggling. He had some issues.
Yeah,
he had PTSD. It really messed him up.
It did mess
him up. And Falcon was the first person to help him out and pretty much had to step in a lot because Cap would lose it.
Right,
and so if you're reading Remender's Run, Falcon just made the most sense.
There's a panel where Cap's beating the hell out of somebody and Falcon's got to
stop him.
That's just uncharacteristically Captain America. It's arguable to say that Captain America hasn't been Captain America since he got back from Zololand.
I would totally agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, this isn't the first time Sam Wilson has put on the Cap suit.
Yes.
If you're a long-time Cap reader like myself, you know this is his second time donning it.
Yeah.
Right. If you think about in terms of comic books, he's been Cap's partner longer than Bucky has.
Yep,
that's his
partner. He's not been his sidekick.
And that's why it hurts me to... put him into the Cap's place instead of putting him on his own pedestal.
That's a great argument.
This is a bit different from like Dick Grayson becoming the substitute Batman or Wally West becoming the new Flash or from Bucky becoming the substitute Cap.
I think it's different from a lot of those takeover, so to speak, characters becoming characters that were already existing because like Adam said, he's keeping the wings.
Yeah.
Right. It's a new, all new Captain America. It really is all new.
And it will
be a nice twist.
I think it's going to be a nice and hopefully
long-lived story. Yeah.
A good 3 years.
Well, knowing Remender, he had this plan from the beginning, and this will be the next 2 years of his run.
And Rick Remender is a long-form writer. Yeah. He writes for the long haul. He's got big plans. Anyone who's read his Uncanny Avengers knows that he was planning that from way back in X-Force.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Years ago.
I bet the Marvel people weren't happy, though, because they got Cap 3 coming out in the near future. They
I don't think it's going to matter.
Yeah.
There is a chance if Chris Evans leaves...
Which
they may actually
take Falcon and Cap 4.
Are we going to have an Avengers 2 before we have a Cap 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything could happen to Steve Rogers in Avengers.
Avengers 2 is out 2015.
Anything could happen to Steve Rogers in
Avengers movie. Well, Chris Evans is signed up for Cap 3 already.
He is, but he could be, the old man in the makeup,
that's
right?
Idiotic. Benjamin Button. Not going to do that.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You keep coming up with these stupid theories.
No. I think they're all stupid. Every theory is stupid.
I don't think they're stupid because there is some serious talks to what the Falcon costume, they talked to the actor with. His costume in Cap 3 already might look like.
Right.
Him talking about Sam Wilson becoming Cap, and he's like, some things can go from one to the other.
I can see him being Cap, but I won't be until Cap 4.
Cap 4. But
let's rewind the clock prior to Iron Man 3, and let me say, man, the bad guys are going to use extremists to screw over Iron Man. You just said, dude, that's a stupid theory.
I would have agreed with you.
That would be a stupid theory.
Yes. Right.
But they did it.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they're going to use extremists eventually. It's a pretty prolific part of the character.
It is, but I hated how they used it as, like, the bad guys thing.
No, but that's how it started, though.
No, Tony did it to help Tony in the beginning.
He didn't make Extremist.
No. He bought it from Girl.
Yeah. He used Extremist to beat Extremist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Extremist got. Yeah. I just read it.
Some asswipe was running around stole Extremist. People, yeah.
Yeah. And he could. And he lost the fight. He got his hand whooped.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point he couldn't take the armor off. He got it crunched on him.
Yeah.
And used Extremist so he could win the fight. Which is effectively cheating, if you think about it.
That wasn't a bad story, except for the art. I'm just going to throw it out.
Oh, really? Andy Randolph's art? I love his art.
It wasn't appropriate for that story, at least.
No, it wasn't appropriate
Earlier in the run was a lot better than later in the run.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of, like, stale backgrounds and, like...
Well, we're talking about Tony, Stark, and Iron Man. Let's talk about Superior
Iron Man. The suit
looked
fine.
Yes, the Superior Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, okay, jump on Iron Man.
The big three of
But it's just actually Tony.
Yeah, Superior Iron Man is the only one staying the same. It's the least changed. Yeah. Out of all the changes.
Yeah, it's Iron Man becoming more douchey.
Yeah,
we've seen that.
It's just douchey Iron Man.
I hope they're going to take it up a level.
Well, they are, even in just the solicit.
Yeah.
The extremist that we were talking about, he's making that an iPhone app.
Yes.
Right.
It's gonna and everybody's going to be able to download it and be powerful.
Here's the question
which is
I
a terrible
have,
idea.
Yeah. Why are all the superior heroes douchebags?
I just think that's something they've started. Was there a superior labeled book before Spider-Man?
I don't think
so. Because there's been a lot of astonishing books. But yeah, I don't remember either.
Yeah,
so hopefully this starts a trend of
superior douchebags.
We'll have superior douchebags.
Yeah.
But as far as
Superior Namor next, man.
Namor's already a douche.
Oh my gosh. Don't even go there.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Ah, yeah.
Imperious Namor?
Yeah.
Keep doing that. Can I call it that? Imperious Namor?
But actually, Iron Man is the book I'm most excited about out of the Thor.
Tom Taylor taking over the writing. That's pretty awesome.
It's
going to
be fun.
As long as they really make him into an ultimate douchebag.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be
Iron Man in years.
Oh,
I've been catching up.
I've been pushed away from it.
And it's been a while since there's been a good writer on it.
Yes.
No, if it's Kieran Gillen. His run is interesting.
It's interesting, but I wouldn't put it up there with a good Iron Man run. I wouldn't say, oh, no, that's a great Iron Man run. Read that. No.
Well, his problem is, how do you follow up? In all fairness, I'm not a big Matt Fraction fan, but his Iron Man was a ton of fun.
Yeah, how do you follow it? It's like following up Hickman's FF run.
Yeah.
Salvador
La Roca did the art for all of Fraction's run.
Because he doesn't even do any insides anymore. He just does covers, doesn't he?
Man, he did Dennis Hopeless's Cable in the X-Force. The only reason I picked up
that book. He was on Avengers recently, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did an issue.
A single issue?
A few issues. He was he was the one who was for
the all-new Avengers.
Like, he was the one who was there for, like, the android mimic dude.
They're also
and the Avengers from that alternate dimension.
But briefly about back to Iron Man, like, just new just costume design. It's got, like, it's the basic shape of it's got it set in stone now, but now he's rocking the chrome.
Yeah,
which is really neat. And I'm sure there's going to be some, you know, plot devices put in there to why it's a chrome suit.
Sure.
What are they calling it? The Mr. Coffee suit or something online? They're calling it something weird.
Something weird.
But yeah, I'm cool.
I'm down.
It could be one reason why it's chrome. It could be to make camouflage.
Oh yeah,
easier to change colors.
I'm not
and
sure
all
where
that.
He's going to camouflage in San Francisco, but
more stealthy or whatever.
It looks sweet though.
Yeah, it
was kind of lame. Like when they kind of backtracked off of the new like liquid suit that he had in Fraction's run, and then like the next as soon as Gillen starts his
suit.
But then like Gillen turned it. Runs like, nah, it's stupid. Let's just go back to what it was.
Well, no. His is technically a liquid suit. It just he doesn't do much with it. It looks bulkier.
He specifically said like he was doing that arc where he's like trying to find all these people who had gotten their hands on Extremis.
He
did like the little mini fighting tournament with people named after Arthurian knights, and he's like, I've switched back to analog stuff.
That's
weird.
Forgot about that.
That's weird.
Yeah, the Bleeding Edge suit was awesome.
Yeah.
I was a big fan.
It barely got any time to get shown off, too. Because, like,
if you think about it, Extremis was only for, like, 2-3 years he had the suit.
Well, in Matt Fraction's book himself, he was just, like, at the same time that he started using the liquid suit, it became Tony Stark's corporate adventures as opposed to Invincible Iron Man. It was more about him running around trying to get this startup company started, which was
weird because they had just come out of him being director of S.H.I.E.L.D. Tony went through so much
different
garbage.
The beginning of Fraction's run is a ton of fun.
I'm reading a book to read Iron Man.
Exactly.
Yeah. Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. also wasn't terrible.
That's a years old gripe now, so I guess
the 2 pages we got of his new golden helicarrier. Such a cool looking thing. We got it for 2 pages.
Oh yeah, and then he crashes it during Secret Invasion.
It's just lame.
Well, Tony has made more companies than most people's headlines.
Yeah, true.
That's why I like the beginning of Fractions when he loses everything.
Yeah.
He even gets his mind wiped.
Before, though. That's happened before.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah. But him getting his mind wiped was kind of a ton of fun.
So do we want to talk about new Thor, female Thor?
Yeah.
I think it's all been said, but yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. It's not a bad idea.
No, it's not.
And it's Jason Aaron.
It's a great idea.
We're taking the character back to iconic status.
Let me put it to you this way. I had somebody at work come up last night who never talks to me about comic books ask me about this female Thor.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're doing it.
And then he went on to ask me, will this be in the movie?
Probably not. I would say
almost certainly not.
Yeah, almost certainly not. Go ahead, Steve.
I also had a friend email me letting me know she doesn't read comic books or anything like that, but she's seen it.
Yeah,
she sent me a link on it. No, she read it. She didn't see it on the View.
Yeah, I've people asking me.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying part of the promotion.
Yeah, was on the View.
View, Colbert Report. They really went all out.
That's where it broke, isn't it?
Like, yeah,
on the View.
Whoopi Goldberg.
They confirmed Sam Wilson being the new Cap on Colbert.
You know, Colbert wants to be the new Falcon. Has anyone seen that picture he's sending out?
They're not really going to do it.
No,
but Colbert wants to do it because he's a big Captain America.
Yeah, Amadeus Cho should be the new Falcon.
Has Amadeus Cho relevant?
I think actually Jet Black is going to be the new Falcon.
That's a good idea.
Has he been in comics in the last 2 years?
No. But there's plenty of characters who haven't been in comics. The Punisher was out of comics for at least 18 months.
Yeah.
So it happens,
you know.
They have to do that.
But Mastermind Excello was such a cool character, I think. Yeah. But about this, people were making a big deal about an African-American Captain America. They're making a big deal about a female Thor. It's really helped me find the sexist and racist people in my social media.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's really easy. Yeah. Guys, I spent 2 days on Tumblr. Yeah. I didn't know what I was going to do.
But nobody mentioned the new Ghost Rider being Hispanic.
No.
No one made a big deal out of it.
Ghost Rider's not as big a deal.
I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
I made a big deal about it because I'm a Ghost Rider fan, and I'm Hispanic.
Also,
was Loki not a female not 2 years ago?
Loki's not a big a deal as Thor.
Now he is.
Now he definitely is.
Now people would freak out.
The fandom confuses me. Let me bring up another example.
But I bet, just Ghost Rider real quick.
Okay, yeah.
Even if you weren't reading the comic, you would have no way of knowing. All the images of him are this like flaming skull.
You're right.
And here's
another
thing. They didn't announce it either.
Well, I think that's probably because he's not as high profile.
Not nearly.
But would the Cap and Thor news have been as big as it was if Marvel didn't make such a big deal out of the promotion?
No,
probably.
I don't think it would have been a big deal.
I don't either.
You know what,
man.
And here's the other thing, guys. Something I've thought about recently.
So I'm saying Marvel could have made the all new Ghost Rider a big deal if they decided.
Big time.
That was my point.
They could have.
Is comic book readers?
They should have.
Aren't really the people making a big stink about all this?
You're absolutely right.
Because here's the thing, guys. Iron Man has been black twice.
Oh yeah.
Rhodey was Iron Man for a long, long time.
More than twice.
And so none of us have ever even thought a second. Wow. In fact, a lot of people talk about during the initiative, we're like, why doesn't Tony Stark just quit being Iron Man and let Rhodey be Iron Man?
Boom.
Again? That was the biggest argument of everyone's mind.
While he's the director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Why can't I get Rhodey being Iron Man again?
You couldn't even get him being Iron Patriot back then, or you barely got a War Machine.
Iron Patriot keeps bothering me because he was a fucking asshole, in the comics.
Norman?
Norman was terrible. Norman was terrible.
He's not a heroic persona, but now that it happened in Iron Man 3, they're trying to push it. It's like he's...
But my whole thing is...
The reason they're pushing Cap and Thor is because of their prevalence in the movies?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Patriot is James Rhodes,
they've always been a big deal to people who read comics.
Yeah, they've been the big three.
But they've
been Marvel's Trinity for the most part.
Yes. But here's my thing, guys.
Well, none of them are ever going to be as big as Spider-Man.
Because of the movies, though.
They're the big three in the Avengers context, not in Marvel Universe.
Yes. Exactly. Well,
so,
while we're on the Avengers Marvel movies, has anybody seen the Empire Magazine spread?
Oh, yes. Age of Ultron.
They've confirmed... Yes. Yeah, we haven't talked about this yet.
Let's talk about this. They have
confirmed that Ultron is going to be the creation of Tony Stark.
Yes.
I thought that was already... That was a big rumor.
It was one of those things where it was a rumor that was... We all knew it.
There was talk about a deleted, at least a deleted cinematic from Iron Man 3 in which Jarvis goes a little wonky.
Well, he did get a little
wonky, but this was
more so,
and it kind of alluded to maybe Ultron.
Okay.
but it didn't make it to film.
Well, Iron Man 3 definitely shows off how B.A. Jarvis
is. I hear the setup here is like, at the end of Iron Man 3, he's like, don't worry, Pepper, I won't be Iron Man anymore. And then, like, so now he's going to keep doing his superheroing thing kind of by remote. He creates the Ultron AI to manage the Iron Man suits to just go kick people's asses when they
need that's pretty awesome. Like, the cover right out of Iron Man 3.
So, yeah, it's understandable.
Ultron, but in the background, it has a bunch of basically...
Other
and Jules will hate me for saying this, but Hank Pym's a more obscure character. They don't want to have to introduce him before they can get
around. I understand that. I understand that now in the comics.
I'm not saying he's a bad character. He's certainly more obscure.
Yeah. If you didn't introduce him in the Avengers, you have no choice.
Yeah.
That's why I said they should at least reference him.
He's just a bad crazy character.
Yeah. Take that, Jules.
And we're also, and we're also celebrating a guy who's been around for 75 years hanging out with little boys, and he's not crazy.
Sociopath.
Come on, guys.
He's crazier than
several comics have brought up his potential insanity.
Did y'all more than once, by the way.
Peggy Carter supposed to be in Age of Ultron?
Oh, yes, I did hear that. That's Sharon Carter.
Sharon Carter. And the Falcon.
Pictures that they've shown.
Yeah, they've shown Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle is in it.
So Rhodey's in it.
Rhodey's in it.
That's great. So that's a lot of Avengers.
Yes, and I've also heard he's not supposed to have a big part, but Falcon is also supposed to cameo in the movie.
I like all these characters, but like you can only fit in so many.
Do we not think that Winter Soldier's not going to be in it, too?
I don't even think Loki's going to be in it.
Oh, wow. No, see, I would like both of those guys just to show Loki's up a little bit.
They're fine, but they're fine being confined to their own franchises now.
But at least
not every Avengers movie can be about Loki.
Every Avengers movie, though, should be about the Marvel Universe as a whole. It should be one of those movies that is the highlight of the Marvel Universe. We're highlighting the Marvel Universe, man.
Exactly, because like I had to... When I pick up my Spider-Man comic, I don't expect to see Loki there.
Exactly.
They don't have to be everywhere.
In a book with Thor? Or a movie with Thor?
I've read a ton of Thor books without Loki.
Especially Avengers movie. We're talking about the movie.
Hold on.
He didn't have to throw a show up in Thor 2.
No scenes.
Yes, he did.
Well, Loki right now
because he had an open-ended plot thread from the end of Avengers 1.
Is his plot thread still not open?
Yeah. But they can continue it in Thor 3.
Yes.
And they don't have...
His plot thread now has nothing to do with Cap and Iron Man.
Why put Rhodey in it?
Because... Ultron directly feeds in from Iron Man 3, and so does Ultron.
But don't they all feed together?
No, hold on.
Rhodey is not...
How does the Captain America movie where they dismantle S.H.I.E.L.D. all together,
shut up for a minute.
Which establishes the status quo of Avengers Towers, and Banner and Iron Man doing their thing in Avengers Tower, and all that shit.
And
it all feeds together.
Yes, and so Rhodey
have room for everyone, and they've already used Loki enough.
Of course, they don't have room for everyone.
Yes, but here's the thing.
Rhodey is a much
I'm
going to
kill you in a second. Yes.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Rhodey's not as big a deal as Loki, so they have room to squeeze him into a cameo, whereas like, if they're using Loki...
So like, hey, I'm here for the party.
If Loki's going to be in the movie, fans are going to expect Loki to be a big part of the movie, and they don't have room for that.
Unless they squeeze it into the stinger.
But I mean,
they can stinger him, sure.
Yeah, they can stinger.
Yeah, if the Ultron thing is supposed to be a global catastrophe.
Yes,
there's no reason that they couldn't have.
They've also leaked the idea that Ultron takes over the Iron Man suits.
Yeah.
Rhodey riding in an Iron Man suit ties more in than Loki just popping his head in.
Definitely does. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. The Iron Patriot suit could get hacked.
Obviously, Hydra is going to be a big part of it because we saw Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver with them.
Okay, Loki, as far as everybody else is concerned, is dead.
I was agreeing with
that. Exactly.
So why would he show up?
Hang on a minute. Falcon makes more sense than Loki because Hydra.
Loki is dead and masquerading as Odin.
Yeah.
And Thor is kind of severed ties with Asgard.
Yes.
Be on Earth.
Here's how they could do it. At the very, very end, after the credits. At the credits where they do the extra little thing.
Yeah.
Then you could have Loki, maybe.
Loki is sort of like what they did at the end of Avengers with Thanos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we
okay. Yeah,
that's the sting. That's
Loki.
The sting.
Yeah, they could sting it at the end.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's about the best way to do it.
Thanos.
That's just the best way to do it.
And saying all that, he's still going to probably appear at the end of this movie again.
I mean, are we thinking that Rhodey is going to have, like, a big...
No. He's just going to pop up and say, hey, remember me, and then blow up robots.
Cool.
Hey,
I'm cool with any characters doing that.
Yep.
But Winter Soldier's...
And let's be honest... We as fanboys will squee all over the theater, even at the minorest things.
Of course.
Like, the Infinity Gauntlet's in Odin's vault!
They mentioned Doctor Strange,
you know. Exactly. We do that. Let's
agree. Oh, no, we do. I am all for it. That's why we're having this conversation now, I think, is because of that aspect of our life.
We want it.
Has anybody also seen that Lucy Lawless has been cast?
Oh, yeah. We S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. We should. Xena Warrior Princess is going to be in the season 2 of S.H.I.E.L.D.
We're all stoked. Gomer, I hate you. Get out. You are Namor.
Yeah, you're the Namor of the week, at least.
I'm not stoked. Well, I'm the hosting. I have to be the Namor. I have no problem with Lucy Lawless as an actress. I have no problem with her being a part of the geek culture, which is all she is, yeah. Battlestar Galactica, Xena. As popular as a show as S.H.I.E.L.D. is, I think they could get any actor or actress they want to do any role there.
Okay, I don't think Denzel Washington is going to take the call and come in and play off the stage.
No, within, you know... Yeah, they're going to get fucking Denzel, dude.
Yeah,
they should.
I think they could get an actress who is a better actress than Lucy Lawless. But this is my problem. I don't have a problem with them doing it. My problem
you
is
said
with
it yourself. It's nerd culture.
My problem is with the fandom.
You all cannot right? say no, if listen. They didn't announce Will Wheaton on, the next listen. Episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I wouldn't give a shit. I'm not that big of a
Will You're an ass. No. Just an ass.
The reason they brought Lucy Lawless... to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is for the fandom.
Out fucking standing.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great. That's the reason they did it, was to appease the fandom, pander to the fandom.
It's nice to be pandered to every now and
then.
So,
I don't have a problem.
It's the same reason they got Patrick Stewart to be Professor X.
Hold on. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem is with the other news that dropped and comparing the news. Comparing the news of the Avengers Now stuff and the internet cracking half people being up in arms over Falcon being Cap and Thor being female, those same people had no problem with the studio pandering to their audience.
Those aren't the same thing at all. What are you talking about?
I think it is.
You're comparing pandering to like a status quo change, which is... inherently, I agree with you completely that the people bitching and complaining about like Black Captain America female Thor are a bunch of assholes.
But they're bitching about it, saying that changing Falcon into Cap and changing Thor into a female.
What are they changing in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. by introducing a new character?
No, I'm not saying changing. Changing is not the key word here. If I could finish, what they're doing, changing Cap and changing Thor, is nothing but a cheap marketing promotion ploy. To get people to buy comics.
If it turns out to be that, I will be against it all the way.
Me too. Yeah. But is Lucy Lawless then pandering to an audience by adding Lucy Lawless not a similar aspect? Not a similar thing?
Both of these cases, it depends on how they fucking handle it.
Of course. And I am not saying that one way or the other. What I am saying is the fandom that bitched about Cap and Thor changing were the same fandom that love the idea of Lucy Lawless being added to S.H.I.E.L.D. because with neither Endgame being known, with the same similarities there, they're pandering to an audience.
And here's what I'm making a pretty abstract connection.
No. I'm going to make a connection for him right now.
Somebody like people, Lucy Lawless to play.
Yeah, no, oh, no.
I'm not saying that's
it
at all.
I don't think it's fan service to have Lucy Lawless.
And I don't think it's fan service or even a cheap promotional technique to change up a story with having a Black Captain America and having a female Thor. Yet the fandom... There seemed to be some divide between these two pieces
and
of news.
No. And I'm going to tell you why. The fandom that are freaking out about the status quo changes
are not comic fans.
They're not comic book fans.
Yes, agreed.
These are the people who watch the movie.
That's a fair point.
Who watch the show.
You're acting like these are the exact same
these aren't the people.
They aren't necessarily.
You're right.
All the people who are complaining about Captain America, who are complaining about Thor, the same people that were... riding Rick Remender's ass a couple weeks ago.
Because of...
These are the same people
things,
who don't read comic books every
day. The people who like see
who,
some like...
Who read a Huffington Post article.
Yeah, who see a Twitter post and
who
like,
see
oh,
a
God,
Twitter post.
Rick Remender.
Who read all their comic book information on BuzzFeed or Entertainment Weekly. These are the people... These are the spectators.
So
these are the people who watch a movie and watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I agree with you.
And they don't care about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Let's take it to the other level, and this is a conversation I know you like, Jules, about how your fandom has been hijacked. So it hasn't been hijacked.
It's
been hijacked by pretenders.
Cultural,
fakers.
Yes. So here's the thing, guys.
We're the real deal.
We're the real deal, Holyfield.
I really don't want to start the...
We're not going to start... We're not going to start...
But isn't it all the same geekdom?
No, here's
all Thor geekdom. It's all Captain America geekdom.
I'm going to finish my point right here, and I'm going to tell you this.
Go ahead.
We have been culturally appropriated. We have now become an accepted part of pop culture. This is something we've spent years being made fun of. That is now culturally accepted.
Yeah, there's still a lot of wrinkles.
Nerdy is mainstream.
Nerdy is mainstream.
Hang on a minute.
I don't think I like it mainstream anymore.
It's that way now.
So you're a nerdy hipster?
I think I need to be a nerdy hipster.
The movies made it.
Oh yeah.
Hang on a minute. The movies made it popular. All these other people out here, even the ones going to Comic Con nowadays and everything else.
Yeah.
They're like Gomer said, they're pretenders.
Yeah,
they're
going to
go with this for a few years.
Yeah. Well, pretenders in the context of the comic book.
I'm not about comics as much nowadays.
He's right, David. Hold on. David, say exactly what you just said.
Comic-Con is not about comics anymore.
It's about pop culture.
No.
I don't think comics.
But you know, hold on, guys. Guys, Steve is making a point that I'm about to fully embrace here because
movies will... They ebb and flow.
Yeah.
The genre of movies. Westerns will be hot or disaster flicks.
Superheroes
hot
right now.
Right. When the superhero starts going down again for whatever reason, it'll all go away.
Because here's the thing,
it's
guys.
It's the ebb and flow of the audience.
Exactly. I'm not going to begrudge people who like the movies and don't read the comics.
Totally.
That's perfectly within their rights. But I'm not going to try and pull my geek kung fu on.
Can you not begrudge those people who are the fans of the movies making comments about comics?
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
They don't have any fucking idea what they're talking about.
I don't necessarily.
But Gomer,
again, might be having an overlap in two different groups of people.
Yes.
There's maybe just some people are just assholes. They
you're
see
right.
like
yes.
some like
the social media.
And Gomer, this is what I'm going
to
say.
And it's an inherent issue.
We're
with
used
social
to
media
status changes.
Understand what people are talking
we
about
know
in that context.
That this isn't forever.
Yeah.
Rhodey's been Iron Man.
Yeah.
Sam Wilson's been
Cap. Yes.
Thor's been a frog.
Thor's been a frog. Peter Ray Bill was Thor for a long time.
Yes.
Valkyrie was Thor.
Thor was a woman.
Yes. I was going to say, this is the third girl to be Thor.
Yeah.
This is not even the first girl to be Thor.
Yeah.
And that's what makes everybody
mad. And we
mad.
Know that.
These are things
they don't
that,
know
that.
That
really
yeah, they don't know that. So
baffle me, though.
Here's the thing what I'm going to say. These people...
The fandom.
These people.
Baffles me.
This group of people. They are new. To this. They don't know what a status change is. This is their first status change.
It's difficult.
This is our 8th, 9th, 10th for
it's
certain characters.
It's difficult to get... back in the day when I was a fan, it was easy to get a grip on the fandom, to understand where they were,
but
where
that's
they
because
were
it was just us.
It was just us.
Now,
it's
a big
tougher
thing.
And tougher
it's a tougher and tougher...
To get put your finger exactly where the heartbeat of the fandom is, because...
This is how I described
so
it to my girlfriend the other day.
Now you can be a Captain America fan without being
never
a fan
have read
of
a comic.
The comic.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's
we
a
are,
sphere of influence.
Yeah.
They don't know anything
but they
about
don't know,
Captain
and that's the
America.
Thing is, we're the adults, and they're the kids. They think they know everything because they've seen this on television, they've seen this in
the
movie
theater.
They
watch the bonus feature.
They watch the bonus feature,
yeah.
They think they know more than us. And you know, you gotta let kids kick and scream. You gotta let them yell. You know, let them get their punches in.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, they'll calm down. They'll grow up, and they'll understand it better.
We
let me show you something.
We sound pompous.
We sound pompous, but this is like this. We have to accept that this is what they're
the
gonna
original.
Do.
This is the source material.
I'm gonna try to depompify it a little
bit.
Just
depomp it a little.
At the end of the day, haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate, man.
Exactly.
Get in where you fit in.
If you just like the movies, fine. That's great.
That's
I feel bad for you.
Get in where you fit in.
I consider myself a Star Trek fan. I don't have like a batch degree in like Star Trek lore, but I still consider myself a Star Trek fan. You don't have to be
have to be fluent in Klingon.
Yeah, you don't have to be like the
it
ultimate
helps.
Authority on
all
something in order to be
Gomer.
A fan. We can all just like what we like.
Yeah. Don't be getting on the internet and social media making comments about
don't
stuff
be a troll.
Don't like.
That's my problem.
And you know what I'm going to tell you?
I just saw a lot more trolls than I did.
Oh, yes.
Than I did. I don't even know what the opposite of a troll would be.
No, but all I'm saying is
like a billy goat?
You just should. Yeah. Just got to stay away. You know, I got 99 problems, but a fandom's not one. You got to let them go.
It's
just let them do what they're going to do.
As someone who has been a fan of the fandom and a member of the fandom and now who writes on behalf of the fandom, it's very difficult to do that. Let's move on to San Diego Comic-Con. It's right around the
Speaking
corner.
Speaking of the fandom.
Yeah, we'll probably get a lot more news out of this, these Marvel events. We'll
what are we looking forward to?
I want to see what episode 7's title will be at least.
Okay.
Oh, they've already announced that.
Is that like a change in the Force? Or
no,
is that some shit I saw?
No, Force of Change is the... J.J. Abrams thing.
Oh, okay.
No. They announced Episode 7's title last year. It's A New Dawn.
Is it?
Yeah, they did it at last Comic-Con.
I wasn't sure if that was real.
I'm hoping
That's exceptionally lame. I hope.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Yeah, no. Star Wars does have a history of...
Guys, the first one that we care about is called A New Hope.
Blue Harvest, yeah.
Yes, A New Hope was the first one. This one's supposed to be A New Dawn.
Well, to David's larger point, we should hopefully be getting some more... We haven't really gotten many concrete piees of information.
I'm looking for test footage. I want to see
some
screen.
Did you guys see the plot leak for episode 7?
But they've had the other plot leak.
I've been too.
I'm trying to stay away from plot spoilers.
I didn't like the plot leak.
Are they taking it from Expanded Universe or just making shit up?
They're just making shit up.
Yeah. Damn it.
No more EU, man.
Expanded Universe is arguably the best stories of all.
And nothing stops them from pulling from there.
Yeah.
But they're not... But even putting everything.
Well, then you run into the problem. Are they going to ruin Thrawn?
Yes, they are.
This is the thing.
Yes, they are.
Even if they were using the Expanded Universe, it's still shit that was just made up. It's just somebody else's made up shit instead of his made up.
But
like one plot leak.
Jason and John
and
Solo
were
my favorites.
Solar systems, and that was like the Sun Crusher.
Yeah.
At another point, you know, they're talking about like somebody finding Luke Skywalker's lightsaber that Darth Vader cut off his hand all those years ago in Cloud City. And they're like, "Hey, this is a Jedi relic. Let's take it to some Jedi." And it's like
in Tatooine, halfway across
the galaxy.
The
whole EU continuity is that the Emperor recovered Luke's hand and made a clone.
Yes, which is actually really cool.
Yes.
That's Luke's clone was the shit.
Yeah. Luke's clone is awesome.
He was so much better than Luke.
Oh my god.
It's one of my favorite stories.
He had two U's in his day.
Yeah.
But what else? What else are we looking forward to?
iZombie panel.
Yes.
I want to find out more about the iZombie.
Yeah.
Aquabats.
The TV show iZombie that they're doing.
Yeah. And the Aquabats Super Show panel.
I want to know more about
even the stuff we were just talking about. Like, we should be getting more on this new Avengers Now stuff. We should be getting more on the Avengers movie.
Yeah, the Netflix
shows.
There should
be a long...
Yeah,
that's what I want to know about, the Netflix shows.
There's so much going on. Yeah. I mean, I can't remember half of the stuff I read.
A few announcements I'm looking forward to. I want to know more about Axis. I want to know what the gist of that story
is. I
want
to know about the Power Show.
I don't really care about the Power Show.
I care.
There's no way I'm going to be able to watch it. I don't have a PlayStation. I don't have a PlayStation Network.
I don't either. Amazon Prime.
It was hinted at the last con, I think C2E2, by Joe Quesada, that all of the Marvel properties, all of the movies, will be on Netflix,
yes.
And you'll be able to stream them. I want confirmation of that. If I can get confirmation of that, by the time...
That's already been confirmed.
Will be a happy
it
boy.
Has not been confirmed.
I thought
Netflix has not come out on a statement yet. Don't make that face.
I'm just saying, they usually put all the Marvel properties on Netflix.
Oh, but we should be getting, because Comic-Con's not just about comics anymore, we should be getting some video game news that'll talk about. BioWare, theoretically, is going to be doing Mass Effect, whatever the fuck they're calling it now.
Oh, the new Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect 4.
I'm out of Mass Effect, but some people...
Red, blue, and green!
I don't want to go down that road right now.
I'm a Metal Gear fan. I'm
going to have something about Nightfall, which is they're doing a live-action series.
Well, don't mention Halo to Gomer, but...
Yeah.
No, I don't have a problem with Halo. It's okay, and it's just very overrated.
I'm hurt.
I recently watched the Halo live action movie. Terrible acting.
Oh, Forward Onto the Dawn? Yeah, that's a cool plot.
Terrible acting, pretty good.
Yeah, they're good.
I love these like little fan made. Did you ever watch a Star Wars Retribution? One of the football players from Georgia, and like they went around campus, and it's one of the best fan made things I've ever seen.
Is that animated thing a Star Wars I put on? That wasn't fan made. It looked like a Japanese anime. You favored it.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
That was like independently made, though.
It wasn't
like something a studio put out.
They need to do that.
No, yeah, it was like
the guy was trying to increase exposure. He put out his little snippet there that he made.
Yeah, oh, it was beautiful.
The animated Star Wars, TIE Fighters, and the
very beautiful.
I think the same guy did the Doctor Who, where he took audio from like original early Doctor Who.
Yeah. Was it you who commented?
Oh,
that?
You just said it.
Okay, there was another guy.
Doctor
on my
Who
Facebook
should
page.
Be another big Comic Con thing.
Yeah.
We got our new Doctor, new series coming out.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I fucking hate how British people call seasons series, but
series.
Whatever.
Steve was asking if there was going to be any Trek news. Four Letter Nerd actually just put out yesterday that they're continuing the 5-year journey
with
a new Star Trek.
Yeah, it's going to be
Star Trek 3 is the 5-year journey.
Yeah. Well, I know
the new Abrams.
Yeah,
the new this
yeah.
is back.
Oh,
the,
back
the original series. Right. It's got the original Enterprise.
Original continuity.
Yes, supposedly in original series continuity, continuing the 5-year journey, the 5-year mission.
Nice.
But I'm not sure if that's going to be any Comic Con.
This is not the series that Jules was talking about a while back. Was it?
I don't think so.
I saw a funny thing that was talking about.
It's a fan-made series.
That's exactly what it's called.
Phase 2.
Are we talking about what about Renegades?
Renegades is not happening.
Yeah, that's
Phase 2 is a fan-made series that has now gotten help.
And from the actual folks at Paramount.
At Paramount.
I saw a funny thing. Like, somebody was reviewing Star Trek 2 talking about how, like crappy things were. Like, why is this different just because Eric Bana came back and changed the timeline? How did it cause this? But it's like Carol Markinson has a completely different career. Like, she's like a bomb expert.
They've also explained it. She's also going to... There's talk that Genesis may show up.
In a new what? In a new series?
But either way, she has, as of the last movie, she had this completely different career path, and why the hell would that be different just because some Romulan showed up 20 years ago?
Yeah,
because of her father, actually.
Okay, so why did her father change?
Her father was the Admiral, remember?
Yes.
Yes, but the Romulans...
I saw the movie, and I remember it.
What was he originally, though?
No, he was always in Star Trek. He was... He's part of Section 31. If you know the Star Trek universe, that's the clandestine...
Originally, he was part of that.
Right.
Okay, so he's asking is, how does Carol Marcus become...
The way she was raised up.
Oh, okay.
Yes, how did that change?
Because Nero. Nero changed everything.
Yeah, Nero changed. How?
Because he attacked Earth.
Well, we don't know
exactly. He attacked Earth.
He didn't attack Earth until, like, the end of the movie, when we've already caught up to when these decisions should have been made.
When Carol Marcus was a child, thinking about what she was going to study.
No, but he did attack the USS.
Exactly. I know. I'm agreeing with you. He did not attack Earth when Carol Marcus was a child.
But he did attack the USS Kelvin.
And that is why the new Enterprise is so much bigger than the actual original series
because
Enterprise.
of the attack on the Kelvin.
They actually got more military.
So we're saying that 31 never happened. He just became a part of
31.
31 happens faster.
Dominant. No,
more dominant.
Right.
Yes.
Section 31 is the clandestine. That's
they have books out that they're doing that are
explaining
a lot of that.
Right. Right.
Not that I want to get into that, or that you would even want to. I'm just saying they are doing it. You know, Captain Kirk.
I think the real explanation is that they weren't thinking about it at the time, and now they're having to just throw all the shit out there to make it.
They wanted to introduce Carol Marcus. Is one reason why. And same thing with.
There's a difference between fan service and fan wankery.
Oh,
that's what this second Star Trek movie is.
It's just like Marcus is the one who found
the original series, Next Generation. The Federation never had a warship until the Defiant, the Cisco Defiant,
to combat
the Borg.
That's right.
They never had an official ship that was qualified as a warship until after the Borg.
Yes, that's wrong. Right. No,
wrong. They did have Dreadnought class ships.
They were still considered exploratory vessels.
No,
In the main continuity, they were still considered exploratory vessels. But with the new continuity,
all
of them do.
But
the Dreadnought was the first ship built for war because they wanted to go against war against the Klingons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because
the Admiral
the
was like, there's a war coming.
Right.
And this ship, the Dreadnought, was the new, was the answer. To,
you're talking about in the new Abrams.
In the new Abrams,
Yeah, the Vengeance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Up until that point, they had, in the old continuity, the Federation didn't have warships.
Well, they
until
never
after
to
the Borg.
Well, they never.
Yeah, the original Dreadnought, guys, by the way, is a retrofitted Galaxy class ship.
No,
in the book.
Class.
Yes, it's a Constitution,
class
and then
started out.
The major Dreadnought was an old Galaxy class.
Yeah,
no,
but if you read,
they built other ones before they built.
No, I know, but
let's move on. God damn it,
San Diego Comic Con. What else do we give a damn about? So many things. No DC. We don't give a damn about anything DC.
I don't know if DC is going to announce anything.
They already announced their next big event.
Can we get a trailer for the Dawn of Justice?
We need. All right. DC has put out just as much movie news as Marvel has, but it has not been well received. The biggest news DC put out this year was that they were moving to California. Well, they put out a list of movies they were putting out.
As far as
nobody did
go,
anything. Marvel says, hey, we're putting out 2 movies a year for the next 6 years. Doesn't say which movies they are, when they're coming out. The fanboys go crazy.
Marvel has achieved,
I agree,
a benefit of the doubt status.
Yeah.
Where like DC's just now getting the ball rolling. They started with Man of Steel, which was a decent movie, but completely out of character for
Superman.
Pissed off a lot of fanboys.
Lots of them.
So
has anyone seen that How Godzilla Should Have Ended?
We don't. DC doesn't get to get away with being as ambiguous as Marvel gets to be.
But in that same tone, do you not feel that DC has to at this Comic-Con do something big?
They probably should. Yeah,
they really need to.
They might come out and confirm that Jason Momoa is going to be Aquaman at the very least.
Dude, I'm thinking we're going to get 15 minutes of Guardians of the Galaxy at this.
The Rock
Comic-Con
has been confirmed.
Well, shit,
part
the actual movie comes
movie.
Out in like 2 weeks. No, they don't really need to hype it.
But, I mean,
they might as well show the fucking movie.
They already have been showing the movie. They showed it at Disney.
What have we confirmed and hinted? What?
That the Rock
will be Shazam.
Oh, yeah. But there is no confirmation.
I think he confirmed he's going to be in a DC movie.
Right.
He hasn't confirmed Shazam.
Right. He has confirmed that he's going to be in a DC movie.
That is probably the best news that DC movie making has gotten in a while, because the Rock saves the franchise.
He'll be starting the franchise.
I'm interested in going to see this new Hercules movie just because of the fucking Rock.
It looks really cool.
He's knocking it out of the park with action.
Yes. Tell us about this, David.
Did you read about Alan Moore telling people not to go see this Hercules movie?
No, I did not see that.
Alan Moore's a bitter old fuck.
He really is.
He hates movies.
Possibly the greatest writer of all time, but he is a bitter, crazy old man.
He is.
Yes. He also hates the movie medium, though, guys.
Yeah.
Like, in general.
He really hates when they make his comics into movies.
Watchmen. Back to Dwayne Johnson.
Which, it turned out all right, but not as good.
Back to Dwayne Johnson. Who do you think he's going to be? Shazam?
Black Adam. He keeps teasing Shazam.
Yeah. He makes such a better Black Adam.
He'd be a better Black Adam.
I don't think he'd be able to pull off, and no bash on him, I just don't think he has the acting chops to play a 12-year-old boy in a 30-year-old man's body.
He's not... Oh, well,
I don't think he's able to pull that off.
I thought you were saying, like, him playing Billy Batson. But hold on. That's ridiculous. Of course not.
But him being a comedic actor, it could play into him being Billy Batson.
There's
as
a certain
Captain
fence
Marvel.
You have to ride with comedy with that character.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah, and I'm just not sure he's got the chops for it.
I smell what he's cooking. Yeah, I was gonna say, guys, after the Scorpion King, he did like 4 comedic movies.
Yeah,
but it can't be an all comedic movie.
No,
but
it's got to have some action. It's got to have some magic.
You messed it up. The Tooth Fairy is a great example of he could do funny and serious.
Yeah, but not as a 12-year-old boy.
Yes,
Dwayne Johnson's a great action star. We'll see if he ends up saying, "Hey, he's gonna be Shazam or Captain Marvel or whatever."
But
Shazam, I guess.
Did you ever see...
But he's definitely a better Black Adam.
Yeah.
He would be a perfect Black Adam.
He'd be an awesome
I could definitely see him doing badass.
Yes.
Very well.
Oh, dude. He does badass well now.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you ever see Get Smart?
Man.
Huh? Did you ever see that awful Get Smart movie?
When he was like the actual good...
That's what that movie said.
Steve Carell?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's what he does a good job of being kind of really silly,
when he's
but
got
serious.
A great actor, comedic actor like Steve Carell backing him up, sure, anybody could do
it.
You could be funny if Steve Carell was backing
you
up.
That's one of those movies where people like to shit on it, but I didn't think it was that bad.
It's not that
bad. I liked it with a lot of Steve Carell movies, actually. I didn't think Burt Wonderstone was that bad.
Oh, I loved Burt Wonderstone.
People like crap all over it, but like it was fairly forgettable, I guess, but it was fine.
People hated Jim Carrey in that movie. I thought he was awesome. When
he was
didn't
funny.
Pee for like a week. So awesome. He's like, how do you feel? I really have to go to the bathroom.
I like
how
he was talking. It's like, hey, why don't you just keep on talking and pretend like I'm still here?
So good. Dinner for Schmucks.
I love Dinner for Schmucks. I did not care.
I like that, dude.
I did like Dinner for Schmucks because like we're supposed to feel so bad for Steve Carell's character, and it's just like, everything that happened in the movie is his fault.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I feel bad for this asshole.
Dinner for Schmucks is actually a French movie.
Yes. Yeah.
And French comedy does not translate well.
Jerry Lewis.
Because you watch it, it is hilarious. It is so hard to watch. And the American film French comedy
the American had Jermaine
like
in it
British,
from Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Yes, but like French, they have that really really mean form of comedy where, yes, it is supposed to be his fault because he's just an idiot.
And Dahmer is in no way a French name.
No.
What else are we talking about?
I have a French first name. I can't help it. I'm Cuban as hell, but I have a French first.
There's nothing else happening at the biggest comic convention in the world.
There's too much to talk about.
I know, it's so much.
It's hard to single out one thing. Like, it's not, last year we had, like, the Firefly 10th anniversary, which was awesome. I can't think of any major anniversaries this year.
There's the Nerdist.
Well, Batman.
Gearbox. Yes. Paintball competition. Or laser tag competition.
Are they bringing...
Where they're promoting the Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Yeah.
There's also going to be a flash mob.
That's awesome. No.
That's cool.
Are they still... Are they bringing back the Walking Dead zombie obstacle course that they did last
year? I don't know about that.
They do that
Walking Dead season 5 stuff going on at Comic-Con.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have a long trail.
Name any TV show you like, and they're at Comic-Con.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. It's got into sci-fi, too.
It'll well, I'm interested
well, even though, like, they do Breaking Bad at
Comic-Con.
Yeah.
The New Black they did in Alaska.
And Mad Men.
Mad Men. What?
Everything.
Every
is at
AMC
Comic-Con.
Show shows up to Comic Con.
We can actually talk about
if
that.
If the show has a big enough following, it's at Comic Con.
Brian Cranston walked around
as
Walter
thing.
White. Dressed up as Walter White.
No one recognized
him until he shows up at the panel.
And he bragged about it. He bragged about it to everybody. He's like, yeah, I've been walking around all day.
Well, then they had things like the guy who played Green Arrow before the show came out when he still wasn't recognized. He just walked around. He was like, he found everyone who was dressed as Green Arrow would pose with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like afterwards, you tell them, "Oh, by the way, I'm going to be Green Arrow on the TV show." And then they'd freak out.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield did the same thing a couple of years ago. Where he had a really bad Spider-Man costume and walked around and took pictures with big actors.
Yeah,
and then he took his mask and he sat in the crowd.
Yeah. And they dogged on him. They were like, "Oh, I thought he was taller or he's shorter."
And it was
really
hilarious. During the Q&A, he was one of the Qs.
Yeah,
he asked a question.
Oh, I remember
and then
that.
He pulled his mask off. He's like, "Oh, hey, by the way,
I love when they do panel shenanigans."
Yeah.
Panel shenanigans are the best.
That's fun.
The one big news that's still not out, and I'm sure is going to drop at San Diego Comic-Con. I've been waiting on this towards the end of the podcast because I know Jules here is such a huge fan. On the Avengers Now promo poster, where it had all these characters, there were plenty of characters who, yes, are changing and getting their own books.
Yeah, center position.
Exactly where we're going
with this. Thor, Iron Man, obviously.
There were plenty of characters there that represented books that are currently ongoing and already announced.
There's characters who might be representing just teams. Like, Scarlet Witch might just be their
Uncanny Avengers. Yeah. And I think that Doctor Strange, they're just for the new Avengers.
Maybe.
But it's hard
to... But they might want to be pushing a new solo Doctor Strange book when the movie comes out.
Yeah. But in the upper right corner...
Can Jason Aaron write that, please?
Oh, no, duh. In the upper right corner of that promotional poster.
I knew he was going to say
really
that.
Tiny.
He's getting bigger. He's getting bigger.
He's getting bigger. Was Ant-Man.
Yes.
Yeah, they need to start pushing Scott Lang.
So is Ant-Man coming back to the comics? Now, with all the announcements they made, it surely makes sense for them to wait until Comic-Con when all the fanboys actually who care will listen.
Lucky for them,
is Scott Lang
is
he coming back to his own comic?
Jules is going to hate me for saying this, but Ant-Man's always had trouble floating his own book.
Ant-Man will have his own solo title.
He keeps being a prominent part of the universe because he's such a big part of the Avengers, being a founding member and all that.
He's a founding member.
And if he wasn't, he might have just drifted into obscurity by now.
The last ongoing Ant-Man book was Kirkman.
And it was awesome. If Kirkman ever met deadlines, the book would have gone longer.
I think so, too.
But because he couldn't meet his deadlines, he was fired from Marvel, and the book ended at 12.
Well, I don't think Kirkman's doing all that bad.
Without that
Marvel money.
Well, but he's got great money. It's too bad his writing hasn't picked up since.
If they bring Ant-Man back into the comics, will it be Scott Lang? Or
it's Scott Lang.
Scott Lang is the original Sin. Yeah.
Scott Lang's going to be in the movie.
Paul Rudd is playing Scott Lang.
Confirmed.
Yes,
okay,
so Scott Lang is going to be the prevalent Ant-Man, which makes the most sense.
I
love Scott Lang. If you read Jeff Johns' Avengers, he made Scott Lang awesome.
Yeah,
he really did.
And, shout out to Mark Waid. Just write a Hank Pym book, man.
Yeah.
Hank Pym pops up in every Mark Waid story, and he makes him sound so awesome, and I don't understand. He could write a Hank Pym book, and it'd be awesome.
I think
Scott Lang is a great character.
With a Ant-Man book.
We just talked all this stuff about Comic-Con, but by the time this thing actually goes into air, it's probably going to be after Comic-Con.
Yeah, will probably be after. Well, who knows when Larry's getting back. We should probably close this out anyway. We're approaching an hour. Let's do final thoughts. Go ahead, Steve. What are you going to say, really, man?
Huh? I just really don't have any final thoughts today. I've been kind
of
out of it lately.
You look out of it, dude. You look out of it. Did you show up Monday for our D&D game?
Of course.
Man, I feel terrible.
But I wanted
that.
To be out of the house. Yeah. Trust me.
We had a chance to play 5th edition D&D. It's fun.
Yeah. We've only played the initial part of it. It's like the prefab.
Pre-generated.
Yeah, prefab zero, characters, prefab campaign.
Level 1 to 5, whatever it is. Pretty fun.
We got our teeth into it a little bit last time. Hopefully we'll get to play it some more.
Yeah, we're going to chew it up hardcore next time.
I'd like to play some more before I write up about it.
Yeah.
But my final thought, I started a new book series on a recommendation from a friend this week. I don't know the name of the series as a whole, but the book I'm reading is Leviathan. It's about like Clankers versus Darwinists, alternate take on like steampunk World War One.
Yes.
Really cool start premise so far.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about that book.
You have like outrageous things like mechanical walker battleships that go across land. You have like genetically engineered blimp whales who can fly over.
Awesome.
I'm just like, this is
really, really weird stuff,
really creative,
man.
Like
yeah.
The weapons they're coming up with, like the Brits have like a kraken that they like summon with spotlights.
Oh my god, that's
and
awesome.
They have like they have bats that literally shit metal knives on the people.
That's awesome.
What is this called?
Leviathan.
The book is called Leviathan. There's probably a name for the series as a whole, but it's not on the book anywhere, so I don't know. I think his name's Scott Westfield or something.
I think so too. Yeah. But yeah, definitely. I've heard great things about the series and that book. Leviathan.
I'm about 100 pages in. It's off to a pretty good start.
I read a series called The Dwarves. It was a 4-part series. And it's by the same publisher, so I got a lot of Leviathan.
My wife liked that series.
Oh, and the book does have like outstanding illustrations to it too.
Oh, awesome! Oh, nice. And cool maps, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
The map is a map of Europe, but just with like
still,
it's flanker territory instead of Germany.
I've never read a fantasy book that had a map that didn't have a map in the front. You know, it's got to have
the back.
Well, somewhere. Yeah.
Somewhere in the back.
It's not like this is Middle Earth where I have no idea what the geography would look like.
Jules, final thoughts.
Final thoughts
for the podcast episode 40 to 50.
40 to 50. I hope there's more information about the Daredevil series. I'm a big fan.
I want
of the
all
character.
The Netflix series.
I want to see
Netflix is my big
who Jessica Jones is. Yes. I want to see who Luke Cage is.
Well,
and
then
I
they
see
announced what's her name?
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson. She's so awesome for that movie.
Do we know who she's going to be?
No, we still don't know who she's going to be.
There's a lot of speculation.
In Daredevil.
She's not going to be Karen Page because they announced some other girl.
That's
I forget who's going to be.
That's right. I'm still hoping on Night Nurse.
Oh, that would be so cool. Daredevil's the best person introduced.
I
want to
see her in the
She'd look pretty BA as Lady Bullseye, although that's kind of an obscure character to introduce in the first season.
But if they're not going to bring in regular Bullseye, it would be okay to make Bullseye a girl.
Well, I feel like you got to do regular Bullseye.
She could be Electra.
Yeah,
oh, maybe she could just be Bullseye.
I don't want Electra either.
Girl. Screw it.
But
yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
This is the summer of why not for the comic book lovers.
Yay, diversity.
Let's put out 4 weekly books. Why not?
Why not? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
But I do. I want to see who Jessica Jones is, who Luke Cage is, and who Danny Rand is. I just want to know who everyone else is. I know who Daredevil is.
I'm excited about
I'm so stoked
about those shows. Too.
And
it just
I hope
feels
they
like
do
a,
well.
Like 4-hour movie
because
is what it's
Paramount
feel
like. Has said, oh, if they do well, maybe we do Star Trek on Netflix. A new series. They've already got all their properties on Netflix.
As long as it ain't Abrams continuity, I am on board.
It's gonna be Abrams.
It's gonna be,
it's gonna
Abrams
be like continuity. It's gonna be like 100 years after Abrams continuity. I've heard. Then the talks are doing a new TNG.
In this one, Jean-Luc Picard has hair. Adam, final thought.
And he's still Captain of Stargazer.
He's still
going to
be
on the Enterprise.
Better not have hair.
No, he probably won't even be on the Enterprise.
Like, these
I'm
whole properties are sacred. Quit fucking them up for me.
I agree, man. I agree.
It's an ongoing. Things change. Get used to it.
Enough. Adam, final thoughts. What do you got, man? Anything?
Happy Moon Knight Day.
Happy Moon Knight Day!
God damn it,
is
it's
Moon
Batman 75? Day.
Moon Knight's not 75.
Why
are
you guys
something
just
about
shit.
Ancient Egypt?
It's like you guys are doing a roast
Jewish.
For Batman 75.
Yeah, right?
I mean, come on.
Right?
I'm just saying he's a bad Moon Knight ripoff.
Yeah.
I will punch you in the
At throat. Least Moon Knight admits he's crazy. Let's just be real about that. At least he has the sanity to admit he's nuts.
It's kind of weird that a character with a deep-seated psychosis is everybody's favorite superhero. He really does have a deep-seated psychosis.
Well,
man.
If we're going to break it down with like real-world application psychology, none of these superheroes are exactly well-adjusted.
Oh, no.
I know, but at least most of my heroes admit it.
Yeah, true. David's got a final thought.
Oh, looking forward to seeing Lucy this weekend. It drops.
Oh yeah, it drops.
I can't get over the premise because like the whole thing is like we only use 10% of our brain. That's not true. That's one of like the most. That's like one of those things that's like become like accepted by repetition. You use your whole fucking brain.
It's just, is anyone?
Why would you have 90% of a muscle, how, like a mass that doesn't do anything?
You know, that came out of like a study in popular mechanics or science, like in the 1970s, and for some reason it just stuck. And it is.
They have proven.
False.
They have shown your brains.
It fires all over, dude. Yeah.
You use your whole brain.
You use
even
all your
you
brain.
Didn't.
Even
how,
Scarlett Johansson uses all her brain right now.
But don't shit on Scarlett Johansson. But like,
that's the only reason why I'm going to go see it. Yeah.
But like, and even in all fairness, guys, it's just extreme.
Even if you only use 10% of your brain, using 10 times more, that doesn't seem proportional where now you have like telekinesis and you can see electronic signals.
Telekinesis, she's changing her hairstyle.
You can shape-shift.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is not. We're not 10 times less brain power away from that,
but guys. But it is just the extremist storyline.
It's definitely
she got some chemical
story.
That rewrites her brain.
If I could get past that premise, though, it does look like a solid enough.
Look at that, and Ruby's supposed to come out tomorrow, season 2.
Okay,
so I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy, though.
In a couple,
we
weeks,
got a week.
A week.
1 week from tomorrow.
By the time this drops, we will be watching it.
Yeah. Well, maybe Larry will be back in time to get it up.
Larry should be back to Monday.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be gone like all of next week.
Off Monday too.
Oh,
so never mind.
If you want to, after the cast, I'll call him up on my iPhone.
Oh, okay,
and he might be able to talk you through posting it.
Awesome.
My final thought: I'm watching a show called Falling Skies on the Netflix.
That is such a wonderful show.
It's an amazing show.
They hear great things about it.
Definitely watch it.
Except for this season. This season's gone kind of crazy.
Well, I'm on the third season, and the third season went kind of crazy.
Well, the third season
is a show that's outliving itself.
I just give you a heads up: they've only renewed it for the fifth and final season.
But the creator said he only wanted 5 seasons. Any more would be.
Okay, like the first season, basically people are surviving the aliens.
It's a revolutionary war.
Yeah. And then the second season, they make their way from the north to the south. Yeah. And then at the end of the second season, another alien species shows up.
Yeah.
The third season looked like, oh, we can turn this around. And then the fourth season, okay, the aliens are Hitler Youth camps. We got this weird alien hybrid chick that's like aging rapidly.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of weirdness
There's another menace coming. And people are being turned into Skitter hybrids. And it's like, what is going on?
Cool.
Too much.
Why did the phone leave?
All right, let's wrap. Thanks for listening, everybody. As always, check out OutrightGeekery.com.
Well, I guess we'll have to do it.
Good night, Elaine.
Good night, Elaine.
Check out ComicCity2.com. We couldn't do any of this without them, guys. Outright Geekery numbers are really going good. Thanks, everybody, for that.
To like our Facebook page.
Yeah, like our Facebook page. We're also hanging out on
Twitter. We're close to 400.
Yeah, we're really close to some good numbers there, some landmark numbers. Our one-year anniversary is coming up in a couple months, October, and I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do something big, damn it. So, awesome. Thanks for listening, guys.
Later.
Why are we going to do that one year?
I have no idea.